One by one the sands are flowing, one by one the moments fall. Some are coming, some are going, do not strive to grasp them all. One by one thy duties wait thee, let thy whole strength go to each. Let no future dreams elate thee, learn thou first what these can teach. One by one, bright gifts from heaven, joys are sent thee here below. Take them readily when given, ready too to let them go. One by one thy grief shall meet thee, do not fear an armed band. One will fade as others greet thee, shadows passing through the land. Do not look at life's long sorrow, see how small each moment's pain. God will help thee for tomorrow, so each day begin again. Every hour that fleets so slowly has its task to do or bear. Luminous the crown and holy when each gem is set with care. Do not linger with regretting or for passing hours despond, nor thy daily trial forgetting look too eagerly beyond. Ours are golden links, God's token, reaching heaven, but one by one take them, let not the chain be broken ere the pilgrimage be done. A cheerful greeting to all the listeners of this radio station. It is a real pleasure to be coming your way with a short gospel message. If you enjoy the broadcast, we would be glad to hear from you. Or, if we may be of help to you, please let us know. Address your correspondence to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. We hope that each of you are striving to live for God. If you're not, I want to be quick to tell you that I believe everyone should consider the fact that life is short at the very best, and you should be concerned about where you're going when you leave this world. Have you ever wondered why the Lord lets so many trials come your way? Do you wonder why, if the Lord loves us so much, He lets us be tested so severely? Then let me give you some scripture here, which I hope will be a help to you. In 1 Peter, the first chapter and verse 7, we read, "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." You see, these trials and temptations come for a reason. God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and it can be better fulfilled when we have proven that we love Him. Also in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter and the 10th verse, we read these words, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." Let me tell you that God's people are being tried right here and now in this present world. You do not have to wait for some future time for your faith to be tried. I believe our faith is being tried daily. God is concerned about us this very moment, and He looks on with interest as our faith is tried. When Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was stoned to death, it is written that he looked up into heaven and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. When we hear of trials and afflictions coming to someone else, it's easy for us to think, "Oh, well, that will never happen to me." But let me remind you that we're not exempt from tribulations, tests, and trials of all sorts. Let me give you a true example of what was told me to be a fact. There was a man who lived in Kansas. One day, when his wife was away from home on an automobile trip, the man received word that she had been involved in an accident and was in a hospital in another city. This man and his daughter hurriedly made preparations to go to the hospital. In her haste, the daughter failed to unplug the electric iron where she had been ironing. While this man, who seemed to have trouble enough, was visiting his wife who had been injured in the automobile accident, he received the word that his house back in his hometown had burned to the ground. So, he went back to see about it, and while he was there and had seen the ruins of what was once his home, a call came that another dear relative, I believe this was his mother, in yet a different location, had just suddenly dropped dead of a heart attack. Now, any one of these things would seem to have been sufficient trial for his life, but here all three of them came very suddenly upon him. His wife was injured and taken to the hospital. His home was burned to the ground, and then came the death of his close relative. Consider now some of the life of the great man Job. It is written that there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. I surely believe that this was a man in whom God took delight. It is said that he feared God and eschewed evil. In other words, he shunned evil or stayed away from it. Job was a rich man. His possessions were many. The scriptures tell us that he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now, along with all his possession, Job loved the Lord, and God took delight in him. But one day Satan came along in the presence of God, and here's what Satan said. Doth Job fear God for naught? He went on to mention to the Lord how that a fence had been built around Job and all of his possessions. But the Lord gave Satan permission that day to put Job in the furnace. God was going to prove that he did have a man who loved him above all his earthly possessions. You see, Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters, or a total of 10 children. Children somehow have a way of getting close to a parent's heart. I think this must have been the case with Job. So there's little wonder that Satan chose to strike his first blow right in Job's family. The first chapter of Job in the 13th verse begins with the story of that tragic, heart-rending trial which came upon Job. But let me read it to you in the words directly from the Bible. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose, and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There it is, my friends, the story directly from the words of the Bible. I would say that this was a trial or a group of trials which none of us will perhaps ever be called upon to go through. That is, so much at one time. But Job loved the Lord, and he proved his love by his consecration. Let us prove our love daily by our consecration to God. Even though he should allow us to go through trials, let us not falter or faint, but let us look to him for strength and grace to help us in the time of need. Let us pray. Our Father, there may be some listening to this broadcast today who are going through trials, great trials. We pray that they may have grace sufficient to hold them steady in the time of temptation. Stand by each one, and may they draw their strength from Thee, the giver of all good things, and to Thee we will give the praise in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who desire to write us, please address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen to this poem, He Never Faileth. O thou of little faith, God has not failed thee yet. When all looks dark and gloomy, thou dost so soon forget. Forget that He has led thee and gently cleared thy way. On clouds has poured His sunshine and turned thy night to day. And if He's helped thee hitherto, He will not fail thee now. How it must wound His loving heart to see thy anxious brow. Oh, doubt not any longer, to Him commit thy way, whom in the past thou trusted, and He is still the same today. Here's a song, It's All Right Now, and it's sung by Bobby and Doyle Forbes, Dale Doolittle, and Randall Flynn.
There was a time I traveled a lonely, sinful road, beneath a heavy burden bending low. But now all things are different, for Jesus took my load.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, I'm His, I know.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, for I am in my Savior's care.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, my Savior hears and answers prayer.
Walk with me.
He'll walk beside me till I reach the mansion's fair.
And everything
is all right now. Down a lonely pathway without a friend to guide, I walked in sin and sorrow all alone, till Jesus came and found me and drew me to His side.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, for I'm His own.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Sunday, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant goodbye.
Till I reach those mansions fair,
and everything
is all right now.